A Florida State University doctor is named the nation's top geriatrician of the year. This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Vanessa Nguyen. Geriatrics. It's not a word many of us want to be familiar with at a young age, but as we get older, there will come a time when our bodies become more frail and susceptible to illness. That's when we'll need the help of geriatricians like Dr. Niharika Suchek.
So, tell me what brings you to the office today?
Dr. Niharika Suchek, an associate professor in the Department of Geriatrics at FSU's College of Medicine, is not your average doctor. Many of her patients consider her part of their family, and it's easy to see why.
And have you had any difficulty swallowing recently?
No, ma'am.
On this particular day, she's performing a routine checkup on a patient. Dr. Suchek takes extreme care in making sure all of their needs are checked off.
Geriatrics is a specialty where one tends to go into if one really feels passionate about it. And for me, this is just an ingrained passion that I don't think I could live without. I just love what I do.
And she's sharing her passion with Florida State University's medical students. Here, students must complete a full rotation of geriatrics, regardless of what specialty they want to pursue.
I tell them that no medical trainee can escape geriatrics, because even if you take pediatrics and the grandmother who brings the child into the office collapses in your office, you should know some element of geriatrics to be able to help the grandmother.
As one of the nation's leading educators in geriatric medicine, Suchek says she feels honored to be a part of the faculty.
Company makes a man, and I actually say company makes a woman, because I'm surrounded by such elite company in my department that I really feel lucky to be here. Florida State University's College of Medicine is one of the few colleges of medicine in the country that actually has a separate department by itself, so it is really a unique concept.
Born and raised in India, Dr. Niharika Suchek didn't always want to be a geriatrician, but from the emotional story she shares with us, you'd think she was destined for it.
And the first thing they did was call me on my cell phone, and because they felt that I had the right to be the first one to know that my patient passed away.
This unmatched passion towards her patients and profession are just a couple of the reasons why the American Geriatric Society has named her the 2012 Clinician of the Year. Suchek is more than modest about the honor.
I would probably say that I feel a little embarrassed, but it's also very humbling, and I'm truly humbled.
Despite her vast experience, Suchek says she loves to learn from her students. And for all future doctors, her advice is simple.
Think about it as not as a job or as a career, but as something that you would be doing for the rest of your life every single day. Even after you retire, the name and the title doctor still carries on with you, and the respect and honor that you earn with this title is something that you should learn to maintain.
Congratulations to Dr. Suchek for this incredible honor. We know the future of America's doctors and patients are in good hands with her leading the way. This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Vanessa Nguyen. Florida State Headlines is a production of the Florida State Office of University Communications.